It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
This just in from the future. Dick Dynamo was the premier test pilot for the USAF. On the mission in the new experimental AS-400 rocket, a malfunction occurred, thrusting him into a tear in the fabric of time and space. It was there that he acquired knowledge of the fifth dimensional arts. And now, with his computational briefcase possessing powers far beyond those of mere mortal briefcases, he is... Dick Dynamo, the fifth dimensional man!
If my calculations are correct, we're about a mile from the stranded colonists. Briefcase, do you read any life forms out there? Oh my god, it's them, again, the Quaznuts! We barely escaped from them last time. I don't know, Briefcase, it looks like this could be the end!
And this is as far as we got into episode 5 until everything totally blew up. Hi, my name is John Baker, I'm the director, writer, actor, primary creator, producer, sound editor, graphic designer, weightlifter, and just all-around combat sports enthusiast for the Dick Dynamo Show. So I'm sure you're wondering what's going on here. So what's going on is about, I'm 99% sure that Dick Dynamo and the whole thing is completely dead. This is because we had a little bit of difference in opinions on what should happen with the Dick Dynamo crew, and I had some, creative differences and stuff like that, and, the big split came whenever we really tried to get everybody together to do this one show called Tech Man, which I really think was gonna be the birth of something new, but, pretty much everyone I work with is a bunch of morons and they're a bunch of retards. So, yeah, nobody likes Tech Man, and, everybody, yeah, so we're totally splitting up right now. So I don't want you to take just my word for what's going on here. I want you to listen to everybody else's take on it. So we're going to call each one of the members of the Dick Dynamo team, or I should say the former Dick Dynamo team, and get their take on everything. So the schedule for this episode is after I call each one of these retarded, drooling morons, then I'm going to play this incredible poem I wrote that sums up my feelings towards all these idiots. And then after that, I'm going to play three short, brand new, totally original episodes I wrote, directed, and recorded myself. And I want you to send me an email at dickdynamo@hotmail.com and tell me which one's your favorite. And then I'll produce a whole bunch more after that. And it's just going to be freaking incredible and everybody's going to love it. Because they're just the best thing I've ever written in my entire life. So again, first we're going to give everybody a call and a... So we're going to see who's to blame for this whole thing. Is it Eldon with his crappy acting skills? Is it Grant with his stupid face and lack of writing skills? Is it Anthony because he doesn't want to hang out with me anymore? Is it JC because she's just pretty much a stupid girl and she's dead weight? All right, first we're going to call up Eldon Calgar. He does the voice of Dick Dynamo, or I should say attempts to do the voice of Dick Dynamo. And he also does some of the artwork and stuff, but I usually have to, you know, fix his artwork because he's not that good at it. So let's give him a call. Eldon, what are you doing?
Hi, John. So, what's up?
I was going to see if you want to come over and work on that Tech Man episode. Tech Man.
John. I'm sorry, I already told you.
Did I tell you the part about the script where he has missiles in his arms? In his arms.
That sounds great, John, but I really think you should do it. I'm done. I cannot give more time over to radio shows.
But you're not going to do Dick Dynamo anymore? You're done?
I'm sorry, John. You know what happened, and I just don't want to discuss it, man. I don't want to get into this. We've already been over this a couple times. We can't resolve our differences. I'm just done.
Whatever.
John, You know what my reasons are, and I just can't.
You want to come over? We can rent some movies and have pizza and hang out or something. It'd be awesome.
We
could write some scripts or something, you know, for a new show. Dick Dynamo and Tech Man meet up.
John, no. I got people calling me on the other line. I gotta really take this as business.
I know you do the artwork for the Dick Dynamo stuff. Would you be up for doing a Tech Man t-shirt?
No, John.
It would sell millions.
No.
Tech Man.
John, I really gotta go.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little something about Eldon Calgar. He's a queer. Okay, moving on. Next up, we're going to call up Grant Cottrell. He does some of the writing and acting, a little bit here and there, whatever. So, let's give him a call.
Hello?
Grant, what's up, man? What are you doing?
Who is this?
Hey, man, Eldon's a dick.
Is this John? I told you to stop calling here, you piece of shit.
That's cool, man.
Hey, if you call here one more time, I will beat your ass. I will track you down and beat your ass. I will make you wish you were never born. This is the last time you're calling here, you understand?
Well, whatever, Grant, I'll beat you up. Bye. Okay, let me tell you a little something about Grant Cottrell, in case all you people didn't know. He's a queer. Okay, moving on. I hate Grant. Alright, let's call up Anthony Myers now. He does some of the voicing. Let's just call Anthony up real quick.
Hello?
Hey, Anthony, what's going on?
Hey, John!
I just got off the phone with Eldon. He's such a dick.
I know. What an asshole.
I think later on I'm going to go beat up Grant.
Well, hey, if I can be there and watch, that'll be awesome, because I know you can do it.
Well, I mean, I don't want anybody around when I do it, but I'm going to kick his ass, because I hate him.
I mean, Eldon does the voice, but I've heard your Dick Dynamo voice. Oh my god.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. This just in from the future.
Why didn't you play the Dick Dynamo?
Well, you were, along with everyone else, saying Eldon could do it better when we first started.
Well, there's too many votes, and I had to stick with the majority.
We both know he's not that good.
But you know what? I just got this idea.
What?
What if we make, just me and you, a Dick Dynamo movie?
Could you and me could team up.
Yeah.
And just be like a team, you and me, and we can make a movie. Are you serious?
Yeah, who needs the other guys? Come on, let's make a Dick Dynamo movie, John.
Oh my god.
I've got a camcorder. And a tripod?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Okay, we're gonna make a movie, John. We're gonna make Dick Dynamo / Tech Man movie at your house.
Oh my god, yes.
We're gonna need a few things. Go get a piece of paper, marker, whatever you can write with quick, okay?
Okay, hold on. Hold on one second, I'll be right back. Hold on, Anthony.
Okay! Freaking idiot. Douchetard.
Okay, get the pen and paper, okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes!
Okay, we're gonna need a notepad for notes. We're gonna need 4 lamps.
Okay.
We need incense, candle, like a bunch of candles, like really long, tall candles.
Oh, okay, hold on, let me write that down, okay?
You got all that. What did I say left?
Light bulbs, candles.
Incense, a lot of incense. You're gonna need a fan.
You're my best friend, this is gonna be awesome.
Oh, it's gonna be the best. It's gonna be the best movie in the world. Bring some Lysol. Okay, we're gonna need to bring briefcase, because we're gonna stick it in the first few shots. Do you have a mattress? Air mattress? Extra mattress?
Yeah, because he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna need that in there. We're gonna bring the lamps up, and whenever he wakes up in the morning, we're gonna turn all the lamps on, and it looks like he's just bright and shiny outside, and, like, briefcase is sitting there like, good morning, Dick Dynamo!
Oh my god, yes! Dude.
Oh yeah, because you are Dick Dynamo.
Oh my god, yes, we're gonna make a movie.
Yes, we are gonna make the best movie in the world. So you got the mattress and the light bulbs, the incense, the lubricant, candles, a fan, 4 lamps.
Yeah, I got those.
Okay, what I'm gonna do is we're gonna set up the tripod. Yeah, I'm gonna screw your sister. You're gonna film it.
And I hate you.
What?
I hate you.
Why are you doing this?
Because Tech Man sucks.
Tech Man does not suck. He has missiles that shoot from his arms.
You act like a badass, and you're not. You love taking pictures of yourself with blood all over your face like you just wearing like an ultimate fighting championship shit. Fake.
It is not fake.
WWF is fake.
It is not.
You live in your dad's den. You don't have any doors on your room. It's just like in the middle. And the dining table's like really close. And it always stinks in there. How can you eat in there? You're a loser, John. You gotta quit living in the den.
See, we're not making a movie.
That was a joke.
I hate you.
You're 37. You have a balding mullet. And you take the stupidest pictures for your MySpace page with the freaking bloody face stuff. What's the deal? Your mom's a turd muncher, but you're a douche, and I hate you.
Hey, Grant, why are you being such a dickhead?
Hey, John.
Oh, hey, Janelle, what's going on? What are you doing?
Nothing, what are you doing?
You're lifting weights earlier. What are you doing?
Nothing. How's that going for you?
It's pretty good. I'm doing lots of reps. My buys are getting pretty awesome. I was going to see if Grant wanted to come over later and have some beers or something and hang out.
He doesn't really want to talk to you right now.
Who is that? Who's on the phone? Is that John?
No.
Hey, Janelle, so how's work going? I saw you last week and your hair looks pretty.
That better not be John.
It's not.
So, can I come over there sometime?
I don't think that's such a good idea.
That's John, isn't it? Give me the phone. John, is this you? You fucking asshole.
Hey, what's going on?
Shut up! Don't play stupid with me, you fucking piece of shit. I will beat your ass. This time it's for real. God, you fucking pissed me off this time, man. You went too far.
So isn't Eldon a dick?
Shut up! I told you, if you ever call me again, I will beat your ass, but now I'm thinking about killing you. I'm going to bring a handgun over to your house and shoot you in the face.
You know, I don't need any of them right now. I'm sorry. I don't need any of them. So, the last person is JC, and she's a girl of the group. And let's just call her real quick. Hey, JC, it's John. What are you doing?
Nothing.
How are things going?
Well, fine. How are you?
Oh, things are good, especially since you broke up the group.
What?
Yeah, since you broke up the group and you said Tech Man sucked.
No, John, I didn't say that. I'm
Yeah, you know what? I hate you and your mom's a whore. Stupid, JC. Stupid. I think we got disconnected.
Really? Okay.
Did I tell you I'm gonna go kick Grant's ass?
No, you did not.
Hold on just 1 second. It's hot in here. I've been working out in the gym. Let me drink this beer real quick. Hold on.
Beer? You don't drink beer, you wuss. You said it burns your throat. Wait, whoa. John, are you recording this?
Hey, JC, it's me again.
Motherfucker. That is it. You fucked up. I'm coming over.
Wrong one. Let's try that again.
Hello, John.
Is that your phone? I think my phone's tapped. It's messing up.
Yeah?
So, you want to go hang out later or something?
I think I have some better things to do.
Better things like what?
I don't know. John,
You know, I've been thinking the Dick Dynamo broke up and everything, but I didn't know if maybe... I mean, nobody else really does anything except for you and me, because we're the town, so I don't know if you want to come over and start writing again for Dick Dynamo.
John, I gotta go.
You know what? I hate you, and your mom's a turd muncher, and your MySpace pictures are dumb.
Yeah.
And you live in your dad's basement, and you have a mullet.
Okay, thanks, bye.
I hate you. So, now that you see how hard it's been for me to have these losers writing my coattails, here's that incredible original poem that was written, directed, and recorded by me, John Baker. Enjoy. We started Dick Dynamo like a year ago.
Lies.
And it was pretty good.
Grant's a dick.
Even though I did most of the work in the acting and the writing and the editing.
I hate editing.
But then over time, people were just stupid.
Why are they so mean?
And I had to venture out on my own.
I think they're jealous of my talent.
But I never realized it. Jerks and stuff.
I've been lifting weights.
I never realized that people would be so envious of my voice.
Rockets from your arms.
Acting on my writing skills.
Tech man.
That they wouldn't realize how good I am at blogging and they would be jealous.
I'm awesome.
I think everyone knows that my voice is much better than Eldon's.
Anthony's an idiot.
And he can't even do a Dick Dynamo voice.
I hate JC.
I'm pretty awesome. I'm gonna kick Grant's ass. So, you can see from that poem, it really captures the feelings in my heart. It's painful for me to listen to because it brings up all these old emotions. Anyways, moving on. Okay, as I mentioned before, I've got three new, brand new episodes to premiere, and I want you to go to send me an email at dickdynamo@hotmail.com and tell me which episode you like the best. This first episode, it's freaking incredible. It's called Michael the Protector, and it's about vampires in the future. It's just incredible, and you're going to be amazed at the acting. I did all the voices myself, and I wrote it myself and recorded it and edited it myself. It's great. It's the greatest thing I've ever done, almost. So, give this a listen. Let me know what you think.
My name is Michael, but my friends call me the Archangel. Died, but not because of some tragic accident, but because he was bitten by a vampire neck. That day I died in the spirit, and only to be reborn 7,000 years later in human form to be known as Michael the Protector.
Oh, Michael, what's the plan for today?
Just to stay alive and protect the innocent from evil, unknowing world of vampires. Hey, has there been any attacks lately?
Where do I start? The paper is filled with attacks, but people associate them with gang violence. Oh, Michael, how will we ever stop the bloodshed, the endless death and murder of the human race? How will we ever stop these vampires?
We can only stop them with one thing. Death. Wait, here's a clue in the newspaper you were reading. Here was an attack downtown. Let's get on there and see if we can find any clues.
Oh, Michael, where do we even start? All I see is buildings, cars, spray paint, and...
and blood.
Blood? Where?
It's in the air. I can smell them.
Yesterday they killed someone here and drank their blood for dinner. And it looks like now they're back for the main course. Michael, look out behind you.
I knew you would fall into our trap, and now we have you.
Very clever how you lured me here. But what's your plan now? Capture me and torture me to death for information?
No, Michael, the protector of all humans. The plan is to drink your immortal blood so we will be immortal and rule the Earth.
You'll have to kill me first. Michael, you stabbed him in the stomach and now he's laying on the ground.
You will never defeat the vampires of the underworld.
You're right, I might never defeat you, but at least I can kill you.
No!
Well, Michael, looks like that was an open and shut case. Yeah. Well, I wish it was, but the fight is never ending, and there are many more events going on. But we have to continue. But we have to. We have no other choice. Come on, Michael. Let's get you back to the house and bandage up those wounds. The Archangel.
Yeah, that's right, Michael the Protector. Yeah, send me an email at dickdynamo@hotmail.com and tell me what you think of that. Right, this next one is a totally new, totally original idea called Deck Rhinomo. It's just awesome. The Man from Space. Check this one out.
This just in from space. Deck Rhinomo was a top space pilot in a program, and then his planet got blew up. Spaceman! It's time for Deck Rhinomo, commander of the third space!
Deck Rhinomo to the rescue! Oh my god! My typewriter! Have you assessed the damage to my jet rocket?
Deck! You panzered the clears! Ha 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 ha!
Quit being silly, computer mistress! This is serious! We have to save the Star Titty Dancers from space! Blast off, computer mistress! Wow! We got here super fast! Now, we have to find the Titty Dancers!
Deck, the coffee's not ready yet!
Typewriter! Prepare my neutron rocket pack and nuclear pistol! Command shift O!
Deck, it's your arch space enemy!
Typewriter! Prepare the spaceship! Prepare lasers! Hit page down and fire!
Deck, there's a message, but the content has been blocked for your safety!
Let me have it! It's probably the cage-fighting WWF fan, Sergeant Slimy! I took the cord and connected it to my forehead and downloaded the file to my head directly.
Defeated you are! Do you want to see the Titty Dancers die before your eyes? Prepare your dead death!
No! Not this time, Slimy! Prepare for these! Yes! Life!
Ah, you thwarted my face!
Deck, oh my gosh! You lasered him in the stomach and corrected reverse form! Super win!
Yes, computer mistress. Let's take these Star Titty Dancers back to where they belong. In my room.
Deck!
I'm Deck Rhinomo!
All right. Was that incredible or what? That was Deck Rhinomo. So send me an email at dickdynamo@hotmail.com and let me know what you think. Okay, last but not least. Okay, this last one is Tech Man. You've all been waiting for. It's incredible. It is incredible. I can say that because I wrote it. I actually had some of the former retards from the Dick Dynamo group actually helped out with this on the acting and voices and stuff. So you may recognize some of their voices in the background, but it's honestly pretty crappy on their part. But I think you're going to hear this and you're going to be amazed. So ladies and gentlemen, turn off the lights, crank up the radio, and get ready for Tech Man. Tech Man.
Slow down, Lance. I
can't, Candy. I only know one way to go, and that's fast.
Oh, you're such a badass.
Yeah, I know. Hold on while I crank this up.
Look out for that ramp on the end of that cliff!
What the hell happened? Where's my girlfriend Candy?
She totally died in the crash, and your body was destroyed. But we rebuilt it with robot parts.
What do you mean, I'm part machine? What have you done to me?
Your body is 600 times quicker and tougher than an average man. I'd say that makes you more than an average man. It makes you Tech Man.
Tech Man, I like that. Ha ha. Well, Doc, I've got better things to do than cry for my dead girlfriend. I'm out of here.
Tech Man, you can't leave yet. We're not done with the...
The what? Destroying my life? You can't tell me what to do. If you ever get in my way, I'll kill you.
Doctor, he just crashed through the window and flew away out over the city.
Yeah, I know. I just hope we could finish the super future surgery he needs to complete his surgery.
Well, it looked like the doctor didn't only just give me a machine body and call me Tech Man. He gave me the ability to fly. Oh, what's that down there? Below me.
Hey, lady! Give me your money!
No.
I'll take your car keys while I'm at it. Now, Dermot!
What the hell's going on here?
Oh, who are you? You're part man and part machine, and you can fly. Are you here to save me?
Get lost, you tin can!
Yeah, who's gonna make me?
Me and this 45 automatic handgun!
I'll kill you! Yeah, well, why don't you try this?
That's it! I'm going to shoot you!
Shot, I'll take mine.
Oh my, your metal chest plate just split in the middle and the flame shot out like a thrown a rocket just came out and you're going to shoot that evil criminal.
Hey, you look a little cold. How about I warm things up with my flamethrower? Time to finish this with my rocket launcher from my chest!
Thanks for saving me. What's your name? Are you part machine?
My name is Lance, but you can call me Tech Man. Tech Man.
I love you, Tech
So that is it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. I guess Dick Dynamo's dead. So you send me an email at dickdynamo@hotmail.com and you let me know how awesome these shows are and which one you think is the best. I personally like Tech Man. But I just, you know, it's kind of hard. It's going to be hard to keep doing these episodes, you know, by myself with the acting. I don't know who I'm trying to fool. I can't do this. I'm not a good actor. I stutter all the time. My friends hate me. There's no way I can do this. There's no way I can do this. What am I doing?
John.
Eldon?
Hey, John. I thought you might need some help.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to do a radio show, John. Do one together.
Really?
Yes, John. And I'm not alone.
That's right, John. You can't do a radio show alone.
Grant, I thought you hated me.
Well, I'm back. And we're gonna do this. And we're gonna do it right.
We're gonna do it right.
Together.
Together?
Not without me!
Anthony!
Hey, guys. Hey, John.
Anthony, I thought you hated me and you were making fun of me about making the movie.
No, I was just giving you crap.
Well, it looks like we're one short of a reunion. One short of getting the team back together for Dick Dynamo.
Wait, you hear that?
JC!
Hey, fellas, you can't do the girl voices without me.
That's true.
JC, you came
JC.
Back!
Hi.
Well, this is the best April Fool's Day ever. I love you guys. Oh, I'm so happy we got back together.
We got the team back
Dick
together.
Dick Dynamo!
It's gonna be better than ever!
This Justin from the future.
Here he comes, down the street. I don't really think that he is someone that you'd want to meet. He's in a suit and squinty eyes. Be prepared to meet your demise. Out in space, it ain't right. He sees an alien and they get into a fight. Mess around and he wins. Kiss and hug and now they are friends. Got goosebumps warming all my skin. He's got his reputation over kiss again.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine. A journey beyond surreality to worlds you never knew or hoped existed. Worlds of the supernatural. Worlds of dark satire. Worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.